Carnival Cruise Line is backtracking after prematurely releasing its list of onboard return to cruise protocols. In a statement, a spokesperson told Cruise Radio, "As we have said previously, guests should expect mask wearing, testing, distancing, and other protocols. We intend to provide more details over the coming weeks as we work to resume operations." Perhaps one of the most hot-button topics when the protocols were first released was that the cruise line may require reservations for things like the pool and the casino. There's no word yet as to whether that's one of the changes that the line has not yet finalized. And as we reported last week, due to Canada's cruise ship ban for another year, large foreign flagged ships might not be able to sail in Alaska for 21. If that does happen, the Alaska cruise market is going to go from 71,000 berths to just 1,100. However, the season won't be completely dead. Several small U.S. flagged cruise lines will still be able to sail, like Dream Cruises, Uncruise, and Lindblad Expeditions. And finally, since the cruise industry shut down last March, Port Miami has been waiving port fees for cruise lines who need to dock their ships in the harbor. Now, the mayor of Miami, Daniela Levine Cava, has extended the waiver effective February 1st, going through March 31st. She says, "We will continue to support our cruise line partners throughout these unprecedented times." And a look at cruise line stocks for Monday. Carnival Corporation 21.61, up 1.4%. Royal 70.70, down 1%. And Norwegian 25.01, up 1%. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise Radio News.